I was like, well, they're not listening to me, or they don't understand what I'm going through.
Criticizing?
Let's see what the Bible says. It's not about what us, what we think.
Also, it's not only girls that like judging. There are some guys that love chisme.
What you gonna do?
That is Jose Carlos!
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda. Oh my gosh.
One job. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. We're excited to have y'all back. And today, our host is Marlon. Yes, Marlon, so start us off.
Okay, straight to the point. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I want to ask y'all a question about y'all's week.
Okay,
mine has been slow. Mm-hmm. Mine's been a slow week. Although it came by fast because the next thing you know it was Friday, but it was slow. I just wanted to ask, if y'all were to have a song for this week, what would it be?
Do you know, Jose?
I am feeling very Big Beck right now. So I shall go with Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson.
Okay. Let's not get copyrighted. Yes. Okay. So for me, my song is, let me see. The name, she has a very cool name, but she is doing a collab with one of my favorite Latina artists. Whoa, what was that? His name is Camilo, but her name is Yami Safdie. I don't know. They both speak Spanish, and basically, it's called Querida Yo.
My bad.
And it's a song that is like your future self talking to your current self, telling you that everything's gonna be okay. So it's a very uplifting and like heartwarming, and so I just felt comforting. There you go. Yeah. What about you?
Mine, since it was a slow week, I would go with Jacob and the Stone by Emily Mosseri. It's just the instruments. It's just the it's like, you know, those, like, you ever see those TikToks and it's just like It's like a sad slideshow, and you see that background noise. Yeah, that's
like the lo-fi music. Is it type of lo-fi, no, like electric? Okay.
No, it's more of like just like sad music.
Oh.
Oh.
But it's not like sad.
Are you okay?
It's just a sad. It's just a slow week, so it's a slow song.
Oh, it's a slow week.
Yeah, it was very like just a hot little week.
I'm here.
Thank you. Now you just need to do the ice bucket challenge now.
No.
So tell us about, I'm sorry, y'all brought it up.
Goodness.
For some reason, the ice bucket challenge started becoming trendy again. And
for mental health awareness.
Before it was for ASL or something like that, beginning, the first one, a few years back or something like that.
Okay, I didn't know. I just never did it. But Jose was tagged to do it.
Yeah, by Julia. And then I told her, I ain't doing that.
But you already have one of the friends that she tagged that did it. So that was fun. That's a fun video.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's been past 24 hours now, so.
Oh, yeah, Jose Carlos.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
It's two buckets now.
I wish it would.
No, I don't know.
I wish it would. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. Patience.
We'll get it, guys. We'll get him.
Okay. Now, moving on. I wanted to ask y'all a question talking about trends.
I've been holding that yawn in for so long. I had to get rid of it. And she kept panning to me.
Oh, my days. Okay. Talking about trends. Y'all know the we listen and we don't judge kind of trend.
We listen and we don't judge.
I like it.
Yeah?
Nah.
You don't like it?
You don't like the trend we listen and we don't judge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
You said you didn't
you
like
say
it.
You didn't like it.
I said I like
you
it.
You said I like it.
No, you say you didn't like it.
Roll it back. Roll it back. I like it.
Yeah.
I said I liked it.
Anyways.
Okay. What are your thoughts on it, Hassan? What do you think? What do you think about we listen and we don't judge?
I think it's a funny trend. You know? Like, it starts out nice, and then somebody gives a little slight hit to somebody, and it just starts
personal.
Going down. It just starts,
personal.
Everything just crumbles, all the walls just fall. It's wrapped. I like it. It's funny.
Wait, what trend were y'all looking at? I thought that it was two people, and they were like, I do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, sometimes couples, like, they do it. And it's like, we listen, we don't judge. Like, sometimes I leave, like, a wet towel like, for you or something like that.
Yeah. And so it's, like,
yeah.
Just throwing
and
it just in
starts going, yeah. Uh-huh. It starts going down.
That's crazy.
Have you ever done it?
No.
The trend?
No.
Have you? I don't think I ever did the trend, but I always use the term. Yeah. And I say something, and I'm like, we listen, and we don't judge.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I remember we were decorating your birthday party in Mallory, and I think it was, like, something about the decorations. And when we were, you or I was just like, it's okay, we just listen, and we don't judge.
Hey, my decorations were good, so it's nothing about my decorations.
Yeah, they were good.
Subpar at best.
No, but I do enjoy it. And I think, you know, trends become such a weird thing in our lives nowadays with TikTok. It's just we keep saying that one thing over and over. Mm-hmm. Like,
tra-la-lero, tra-la-la.
And then you see... And then you see other people, doing it, and then you're like, "Oh yeah!" And so it just continues. It's so weird.
And what is Jose laughing about?
Chimpanzini bananini.
Okay, Jose.
Oh, I think he needs a little coffee today or something. Oh,
no, goodness. I think he had some.
I just come built in with energy. I'm that guy.
Really?
Quote me.
Okay.
But personally, for y'all, what does it mean for y'all to judge? What do you think judgment is? Like, if, like, I know, like, the trend is like, oh, we listen, we don't judge. But personally, like, what do you think? Like, if I judge you, Jose, what do you think about it? Like, what do you think my judging is to you?
Criticizing?
Leave him alone.
Criticizing.
Something I did, like giving it a score, I guess.
No.
Or it can also be, oh, that's an interesting choice of, like, shirts or something. And that's when I'm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways,
I think yeah.
Yeah, okay. For me, okay, it's sad to say, but girls love judging.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that, you know how we say, like, oh, she's a girl's girl. Oh, no, she's not a girl's girl. It's like, and we have a guest here that is nodding her head right now. She's agreeing with me. But girls, there's always competition with one another. Mm-hmm. And it's just heart. I am bilingual. And so are you. So y'all understand the pain. But I don't even know what you're about to
No,
but
just continue.
It's hard to see how girls are judging other girls that we are all just trying to live life. Like, we're just trying to see what we're going to do at the end. And nobody has... like, the answer key, I mean, the Bible does. Jesus gives us what to do. But sometimes we have to make decisions on our own, and having people that are judging you and basically going against you already, it's a little hard. And so I see it a lot, girls doing it with other girls or even family members.
Oh, yeah, especially in Hispanics. throwing the at Facebook.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I didn't know they actually did that. I was like, that is like, there's no way they do that. Until my mom, like, literally, like, yesterday was showing me how a prima something commented.
Okay, do it. You have to do it.
Okay. They commented on like a post, and then they were just kind of like criticizing, going back and forth. That I was like,
no, and they put everything on social media. Like, it's like there's no filter, so people can't be very mean.
And the photos they be posting too.
Yeah,
they do not care.
And then people be well, I don't know. I think you have this in the later question, so let me not say it. But it's just people on social media judge all the time.
At school, at times it would be both girls and boys. They would be like, "Could you put like she was?" They were talking about someone. They're like, "She was doing this and that." Like, "Oh no." They were like, "Yeah, no." I would be like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, okay."
Also, it's not only girls that like judging. There are some guys that love chisme. There's guys out there that really love
Why
the tea.
To me?
I'm not talking about y'all, but there's guys that really like the cheese mate, and they talk just like the girls. Mm. Like, they're not boys, girls either. Mm. Girls, girls. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say? But it's like, everyone can be judgy. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are, if you're a girl or a boy. You can be mean by judging others. Yeah. So, I think it's a topic that... It's great that you chose that, Magnon, because everyone deals with that, either like through family or through friends. I think this is a topic that needs to be spoken about. So thank you. Thank you for bringing it, Magnon.
Of course. Because what would you feel like if your like lowest moment, or not your lowest moment, but something that you personally were like, oh yeah, I messed up. I shouldn't have probably have done that. Gets like posted online for everybody to see. Like, would you want people like to like judge you in the comments, or to like look at you nasty faces, or would you want people to be like, oh, maybe like this is not them? Like, would you want people to cover for you or like cancel you?
No. Don't look at me like that.
We're not gonna mess with those.
It's okay. We listen and we don't judge.
Mm-hmm. We watch and we don't judge.
I thought I had it.
Yeah, right.
All right. I was going to jump this one of the cone thingies on Walmart in front of the doors. And I said, I really thought I had it. I practiced and was like, oh, yeah, I got that. I did not have it, in fact. I got a bruise right here.
He ate.
Yeah.
Just like Madeline did. Whenever he slipped with snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one. The funny thing is, out of the three of us, I might be the clumsiest one, but I haven't been hurt as bad as y'all have recently. But anyway, we're not saying that that's Jose's lowest moment. That's just a funny moment that we just had talked about.
It was definitely my lowest of the week. Yeah.
Lowest of the week.
There are so many people watching.
But at least, oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. Did people come in?
Stop people, laughing.
How people would say his aura.
Aura.
Like, did people check on you?
No. There's two like across the parking lot. I'm like, no. I stood up. I'm like, I got it tomorrow. And I walked off.
You're a trooper.
It's crazy.
My ego is just.
It hurt
right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's something funny that you were just being funny. Mm-hmm. But imagine, like Madeline said, your lowest moment was put on social media. Social media is scary. What we're doing now, like having a podcast, is scary because we're humans and we're gonna mess up. So with this new cancel culture, like if somebody messes up, it's like, no, you're gone. We don't like you. Let's like find everything about you and let just like burn you to the ground.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah, because I mean, it puts us into perspective. Like,
wow. I didn't mean to.
You and I are gonna have issues, bro.
I am trying to switch cameras without looking at the thing, and he was yawning.
I time it to where it's not going to be in the camera, and then she switches straight to me. I can't.
I'm sorry.
But we could all agree that maybe, like, if we post something, we would want people to maybe, like, not judge. We would want people to, like, okay, cover for us. Be like, okay, like, let's say if Jose posts, like, I don't know, like, let's say, for example, like, he posts, like, a song, and it's not, like, probably the best song, but it's, like, a good, he posts a good part of the song. We could, like, maybe, like, oh, how is he a Christian, like, doing this? Like, or how he says he follows God. We could look at that and be like, okay, well, I know Jose. I know, like, I know his life. So he just posted it. Maybe he likes that part of the song, and it's a good part of the song. The rest may be bad, but, you know, we can just leave it like that. And at times, we ourselves can point out others' mistakes and then realize that, you know, we are also at fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
right, yeah.
Like, have you ever had that happen? Like, maybe you point out your siblings or someone else's flaws, and then you realize that you yourself are also doing the same thing.
Yeah. Just give me, like, the dirtiest.
Oh, they saw. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, nah. Yeah. Fix it, lady.
Yes.
I'll answer the question, Mara.
Answer. Go away.
When I was younger, she wouldn't do anything. I think that's what she was going to say about me. Anyways. Oh, yeah. When we were younger, we would go to the store, and then instead of, like, putting out the bags and stuff, she'd, like, go into the bathroom.
That is Jose Carlos! That is so not true!
We listen and we don't judge. Hey, guys. This is part one. Come again.
I'll say it.
Come back next week for part two.
We're excited to see you. Bye.